cold air over warm land or warm air over cold land?
I don't know.
The moisture in it? You go out and it's just all milky and you can't see.
Or foggy?
Yeah.
Well, let's see now. Friday morning, I believe it was, that I didn't hardly go to work because fog was so thick here. And I guess there's moisture coming in over the land is hot, wasn't it? Because that was just when it started raining Friday. Mm-hmm. Actually, I don't know which it is.
Whatever it is, it's pretty dismal, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
I don't mind if I don't have to get out in it.
Well, I drove away from here, right off of this high ridge, Friday morning with the lights on. And time to go down past Garland, it's all right. Hmm. Just, I don't know, maybe in between the rivers here somewhere, but it sure was a fog. Hmm.
I had trouble getting to Salisaw from Stillwell Thursday morning. It was pretty vicious. But nobody got hurt, thank goodness. That is while I was on the road. Hmm. What'd you call a long period of dry weather?
Drought.
And if there's been no wind, and then the wind starts to blow, and it blows harder and harder and harder, you say the wind is...
It's increasing.
If it's been blowing hard, and then...
Well, they'll say it's slacking off, or decreasing in velocity, or something.
How about rain? If it's been raining very hard, then...
Oh, it's slacked off a little bit, momentarily, something.
And let's see, and the end of the growing season is marked when you go outside and see the white stuff on the ground.
Frost.
Uh-huh. And along in February, you may go out to your ponds and find out that it's been very cold the night before and your ponds are all...
Frozen over.
Uh-huh. Have that trouble here?
Quite a bit.
You chop them out. You asked if I got anything the other day. You see that sheet?
Mm-hmm. Well, that was when, last night?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And you added part of that off the tape later, or when did you have time to go over it if you went over yonder early this morning?
I didn't. I looked for certain things in here. Now, I got duplication on this today, of course. Mm-hmm.
Do you have practically the same form for nearly every stop you make?
Same thing. Everybody gets the same.
Well, now we had two short sessions here a while ago that I wondered about. And for instance, had you been up yonder? Of course, when you went to hitting numbers there a while ago, I can sit there and do that all night. I don't care what's.
I have to approach that in different ways. But I didn't want to get 1, 2, 3, 4, so I made a game out of it.
Because the numbers to me, until I started using the adding machine, well, I bought an adding machine when I went to keeping books for this ranch here. But up till then, I could throw groceries on the counter up there and count them faster than any of those gals in one of those machines could. And I can... small numbers, I still do it, because I'm getting to where I can't count long figures and numbers, long columns of numbers anymore, because these are not as good as they used to be.
Yeah.
And I've got used to adding machine, too.
Like my grandmother, her glasses kept getting weak.
But, of course, math, even though I didn't go into school other than just in high school, but math to me was the only subject in school that you should have had straight courses from daylight to night in.
Mm-hmm.
Not had to have any spelling, English, or reading.
I like that. I started out as a math major.
Geometry to me was one of the simplest, easiest things you ever had.
Fascinating.
But I haven't